What's up, fellow human beings? Welcome to Peace of Mind. I am your host, Mackenzie Lewis, here to bring you a piece of my mind. This is a safe place where we can talk about spirit, spirit guides, life, sexuality, reality, and life in other realms. So sit back, relax, grab a joint, get comfy, and let's get real.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful human beings, and welcome to Peace of Mind. I am currently sitting under a fat, beautiful, rooted tree in Puerto Rico, and it feels so fucking good outside. The trees are beautiful, the island is beautiful, the people are beautiful. I'm feeling so grateful to be in this space. And under these leaves, there's so much beauty here. The skies have been ridiculous. The water, ridiculous. It's just so beautiful to be in this atmosphere and, you know, just to experience life and be with beautiful people. And so I'm really just soaking up all this energy and feeling free. And it's been so amazing. I've just been finding so much peace and being alive and being present. I'm like already going into my update. I'm just like, this is my update, but I'm like, this is where I'm at. And I'm so fucking grateful. What I'm not grateful for is these little Puerto Rico bugs. They really do love my sweet, sweet skin, but my sweet blood, not my skin. But yeah, so I wanted to get into it this week. I'm feeling this like constant repetition of free and understanding what it means. And so I've been trying to understand what my freedom looks like. And, you know, I've been noticing and have found this new thing that just like dancing is one of the freest feeling. And it's when you're dancing around people who don't give a fuck about what's going on. It's this thing about not judging, no judgment, just love. And there's love on the motherfucking dance floor. Last night we went to this ball, this Puerto Rican ball, and oh my God, these people were fucking amazing. Not just performing, when I say performing, I mean performing, but being so just like sexual and free and magical and using their body and using their differences and their uniqueness and their individuality to create something beautiful. I was thinking about how sometimes the pain that we experience in our life allows us to be creative, and I saw these people be creative with their body, and it's not even about pain, it's about liberation, because you go through a process. You know, we all have our own pieces and pains and uplifting, and you know, it allows us to be who we are. But just to understand that these people are using their individuality to create a beautiful art with their body, and it was fucking awesome. Puerto Rico's gay culture is fucking lit. They're so dope. It was so awesome to be a part of. I think my favorite part about this place is that they don't stop partying. Partying is never, ever, ever over on this island. We party till the fucking sun comes up, and when it comes up, even more. These people are so alive, and they're so happy to be alive. And so there's this moment where we were sitting on the side, and I was watching these people dance, and you could just tell there's so much happiness, and there's something so natural about the way they move. It's literally, like I was explaining to one of my friends, that it's like literally something that's in their bones. Like, they're able to move their body. Like, it's like a match, like a tennis match, like a back and forth of body and motion. But the way they sway, the way the confidence, the moves, it's part of their roots. It's like I could feel the ancestry in these people. I could feel the roots and the culture and the space, and it was so fucking awesome to be a part of. It's so, you know, there's so much comfort in community, and I always say this, and I've even had podcasts about it, and finding community and what that looks like, and You know, happy Pride Month, motherfuckers. I'm actually recording this before we head out to Pride, so hopefully next week I can peep in on you guys about what Puerto Rican Pride looks like, because I've only been to Pride in California. But it is so liberating to see another culture do it different, you know? It's very interesting, and to be able to compare what I've experienced through Stonewall to what I've experienced watching this was super different. Obviously, Stonewall is more of a fucking riot. there's more cause to it, but these people were, it just felt like celebration, and that's what it should be about. You know, my Stonewall family, we ride hard, but it was really beautiful to be in this liberating space and understanding this. And back to what we were talking about, it's that free feeling. I want to ask you, what makes you feel free? And why aren't you doing it more? Understanding that you need to feel this free spirit inside of you and let things go and loosen your strings is really what the fuck Gemini season is about, to be honest with you. I'm learning to be more comfortable in that. I'm a very free spirit. My energy floats around like a motherfucker and collects what it needs to collect and loves hard and is so attracted to things and is always working on doing things without thinking the thoughts of others, or even just doing things that make me feel good and not being apologetic about it. I want to shake my ass however my ass shakes, and I'm going to shake my ass, but if I'm going to make choices that are good for me and they make me feel good, then those are the choices I'm going to make, you know. Consequences come when they come, but over anything, it's really about this feeling of being free and doing what makes you feel good. My mentor always leaves me with the thoughts of, like, make yourself happy today. What makes you happy? Go do that. Why aren't you doing that? And, you know, I understand there's priorities, and, you know, you got to stay grounded. You got to keep your feet on the ground and keep your home up and keep your family together and, you know, love people as much as you can. But you can't do anything or put anything into that if you are not doing what is best for you. You know, I am just grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to be learning. I keep getting this constant reminder that we are never done being the student. I will be 70 years old and I'll still be the student. You know, we can play the role of the teacher at times, but if you are not being the student in all moments of life, then you can never truly be the real teacher. Always being open-minded to new things, new experiences is so essential in this life and can take you so fucking far. There's so much to learn and there's so much to grow on, and I'm just grateful for the way things are flowing and life is going, you know. We stop fighting with the ocean of life. I'm gonna start calling life the ocean, because that's what it fucking feels like sometimes. We're like pushing on these waves and they're coming towards us and we're trying to understand it, but the ocean is also here to heal, and when you flow with it, it doesn't fight you. So allow yourself to flow with the ocean. I sound like a fucking surfer. But really, though, allow yourself to the flow with the ocean of life and admire the little moments. And, you know, one time I was told that when people are in stressful moments or when people experience chaos, they run. And that gets you nowhere, because when you run, you have to come back home. Allow yourself to find the strength to handle the chaos. And not handle it, but tame it. There's ways to tame the chaos. There's ways to approach the chaos. I'm sorry, but if you're me, sometimes the chaos is sometimes a little necessary. But actually, I don't really like chaos. I'm so, like, that chaos stresses me out. But this is why. This is why. We have to allow ourselves to know how to tame our chaos and be grateful for where we're at and what we have. And learn how to maneuver around it and tame the fire. Running isn't going to get you anywhere. Running's not going to take you where you need to be. Being stable, being open, and receiving what comes to you will allow you to get everything that you absolutely could ask for. Maybe not in that time, but with patience, you will get exactly where you need to be. And I think once we understand that, then we allow ourselves to heal and breathe. We gotta breathe. We stress ourselves out so much. And you're probably thinking like, oh, she's saying this because she's in Puerto Rico and she's not stressing. And that's exactly what the fuck I'm saying. This is like a little escape of life. But it's also just something that was worked hard for, something that was planned, something that I get to enjoy, and I'm fucking enjoying it. There's so much to come and there's so much to learn. But in this moment, I'm just grateful to be under these little Puerto Rican trees, man. This is such a beautiful space. And y'all's food is freaking bomb. But I'm like, if you haven't ever had anything, if you want anything from Puerto Rico, there's plantains to die for. And a whole bunch of fried food that will save your life. And they have kebabs, y'all. It's a whole different game. It's a whole different game. But I'm going to leave you guys short this week because, you know, I got to be a little present. I got to be a little focused. But if I can leave you with anything, I hope you live and walk around this earth the way that people dance their ass off on the dance floor. Allow yourself to feel free. Allow yourself to remove any judgment. People like to project. People like to project the things that they feel internally, so anything anybody says or reacts or does is only a projection of what is going on internally, as long as it is negative. Allow yourself to be comfortable in your skin and who you are. You are unique, you are beautiful, and you are meant to fucking be here. So love yourself for me this week. Take care of yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and be like, damn, bitch, that body banging. That booty banging. That face banging. And walk out and feel fucking good today, because the earth, the stars and the sun and the moon all shine for you, baby. So take care of yourself. I love you and peace.
Thank you guys so much for joining in on this week's episode. If you love what you heard, please follow along with me on this journey. Remember that the light is always with you and within you. Speak your manifestations aloud. Dedicate some time for yourself today. And remember, you are only human. Peace.